Their footsteps echoed in an empty corridor of Recoria's planetary spaceport. Marwyn Morgenthau caught herself touching the outside of her coat pocket that held the wire key, and ruthlessly controlled herself to keep her uneasiness at bay. Though neither man she accompanied down the tall, wide corridor had said so, she had the feeling they didn't want to be discovered doing whatever it was they were about to do. Motion sensor lighting triggered as they approached each segment. At 94 minutes before midnight, the noisy passenger area of the spaceport had been as busy as ever, but the commercial shipping section, where they now walked, was deserted. Trending galactic headlines and bright vids flashed silently on the continuous overhead displays along the corridors, creating constantly changing lights and shadows. It could have been worse. In the passenger section, the animated displays took up entire walls. She walked two paces behind the two men, like any average incurious security guard, and kept her expression blank. Her company uniform and long top coat passed as conservative corporate wear at a casual glance. As long as no one noticed her heavy boots, she wasn't likely to draw unwanted attention to their group. Personal security detail wasn't her usual assignment. While she did usually work nights, it was mostly as a solo guard or security systems monitor at large industrial complexes in marginal sections of town. This was supposed to be her night off. She hoped the only reason she'd been chosen for tonight's activities was because she was a name on La Plata Security Division Night Shift Available list of dozens, and not because she'd stood out in some way. She'd been careful to stay unremarkable. This was the first time in months she'd allowed herself to open her extraordinary senses even a little, noting and cataloging the distant sounds of automation and the stale sense of people. She shouldn't be doing it now, but the increasing tension of the two men she was accompanying was contagious. The older man, Velasco, about her height, was entertained by the flashy wall displays in a variety of languages and softly repeated the words that caught his attention. He again switched the padded strap of the large forensic kit he was carrying to his other shoulder. Lukasz Fox, taller than Velasco by a dozen centimeters, stood straighter and carried two bags slung over his right shoulder, a smaller hard case and a larger curved bag, and had a winter greatcoat over his left arm. He was leaner and clearly in better shape than Velasco. So far, Fox hadn't said much.